good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Zach. I'll be your host for this evening. Do you have your program? Well, good. Then find a good seat because the orchestra is tuning up and the players are backstage. The curtain's just about to rise. This is Down Gilead Lane.
Mike's gonna be in this whole play.
What? Michael, what's this?
Yeah. Ha ha, Haley.
And guess who he has to fall in love with?
Who?
Anna Townsend.
What? Anna Townsend? Really?
Now, that's a name we haven't heard around here in a long time. What happened to Anna?
Try out for the play?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. It's this week, right?
Today and tomorrow. Anna Townsend's trying out, so I know I won't get a lead. But there are some other good parts. Last year, there were only 3 boys.
I know. I heard that they're gonna try something new this year, though.
So, this week's game. Think we're ready?
I think so. Coach has been running the plays pretty hard. I think the Mustangs aren't gonna have a clue what hit them.
Morrison looked pretty good in practice.
Yeah, he's better. It's his last year on the freshman team. Next year, he moves up to varsity.
Varsity isn't doing that great this year. Maybe it's time for us to bring home the trophy instead of them.
So this year's play is Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare. As you know, we've been studying Shakespeare, and this is one of his comedies. So it should be a fun play, right?
Yeah, sure. Loads of laughs.
You mean Shakespeare doesn't make you laugh? He's hilarious! Just listen to this. A dear happiness to women. They would else have been troubled with a pernicious suitor. I thank God in my cold blood. I am of your humor for that. I had rather hear my dog bark at a crow than a man swear he loves me. Isn't that fantastic? Now, keep in mind that there's plenty of opportunity for you boys to get involved this year. We'll be looking for you at auditions.
Well, don't expect to see me, Mrs. Rainey. We've got a big game coming up this week.
Oh, I know all about your big game. The coach and I have already talked about it. I'll be seeing you later, Mr. Slattery. Now, did you know that in Shakespeare's day, women weren't even permitted to take the stage?
How'd they do Romeo and Juliet without girls?
Well, a man would play the woman's parts.
What? Are you serious?
Oh, yes. Men dressed up as women and acted like they were women while acting out the parts in the play.
Dude, that's just whack.
Okay, guys, okay. Now, you know this weekend's the big game with the Montrose Mustangs. We're ready for this. With Morrison running the defense, we can bring down the Coleraine curtain and not allow them to even get on the board.
Yeah!
I'm proud of you and how you've done this year. Let's defeat the Mustangs this weekend and see how far we can take this season. Maybe all the way to state.
Yeah!
Now we've got something else to talk about here. Your grades. Mrs. Rainey has told me that several of you aren't going to qualify for the game this weekend if some changes aren't made.
Oh, come on, really? Who cares about all that Shakespeare garbage?
You will if you miss the game because of it.
Coach, you can't be serious. People are going to miss the game over grades.
Oh, I'm very serious, Mike. And it's a big problem. There are enough of you on the edge that we could lose this game.
No way.
If half the team is sitting on the bench, we won't even have enough players on the field. And we'll get disqualified.
Half the team?
That's right, Mr. Donner. Pretty serious, huh? So that's why I've had a little talk with Mrs. Rainey, and we've come up with a plan.
I just can't believe it.
Hey, you two. Sounds like you had a good day. You want a snack?
Their cookies. Really good, too.
Yeah, they're good.
Sure, I'll take one. These are good. Really good.
Well, thank you, Mike. Glad you like them. Now, Haley, what was so funny?
Mike's gonna be in the school play.
What? Michael, what's this?
Yeah, so I auditioned today and Mrs. Rainey said that I was excellent or something. She made me Claudio.
Oh, which play is that?
Much Ado About Nothing.
Ah, right.
Haley, how'd you hear about all this?
Well, it's like this. Christina Carter's older sister is in the same grade as Mike, and she tried out for the play today during her free period, and Mike was there. So she texted Christina, and Christina told me during study hall.
Did you happen to get any schoolwork done today, Haley?
Oh, what? Oh, yeah. I got all my homework done and everything.
Well, that's good. Mike, I had no idea you were interested in theater.
I'm not. I had to try out.
What? Why?
A bunch of the guys aren't doing that great in English. Coach said that they're in danger of having to sit out the game on Saturday.
Oh.
And they've had a hard time getting boys to try out for the plays.
Let me guess, Haley. Christina's sister again?
Yeah, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
It's okay. She's right, though. I guess the English department has had trouble getting guys to audition. So Mrs. Rainey got together with Coach and cut a deal.
Oh, so that's how they solve their problems.
How?
The football team has to audition for the play, and the English department's going to tutor the team.
That's kind of cool. Worked out for everyone.
Yeah, and it puts Michael Morrison in the spotlight.
Yeah, haha, Haley. I'm going upstairs to read this play and find out what I gotta do.
You know, Mike, I think it's great that you're in the play. I used to do a little theater when I was in school.
Yes, you did.
Uh-huh. What?
You remember nicely, nicely.
Hey, I didn't ask how you are.
Don't.
If this is what theater does to someone.
Yeah, well, it can. No, nice. Really, Mike, theater's great. It's a lot of fun. Now, what's the play and who are you playing?
Much Ado About Nothing, and I'm Claudio.
Claudio?
Uh-huh.
Hey, buddy, that's the lead in that show, isn't it?
Yeah.
And guess who he has to fall in love with?
Who?
Anna Townsend.
What? Anna Townsend? Really?
Yeah, Anna's playing hero. Oh,
how about that? That's a name we haven't heard around here in a long time. What happened to Anna? Where's she been?
What do you mean? She's been right here in Coleraine.
Why? Well, I don't know. You quit talking about her. We didn't see her around the house at all, I guess. Well, something happened between you two? Argument? Something like that?
No, I don't think so. Right. I don't know what happened. Just one day we were hanging out, and then the next we weren't. Nothing huge or anything.
Well, we're going to be hearing about her a lot more now that Mike's got to fall in love with her.
Haley, Mike doesn't have to fall in love with Anna. It's just a character he's playing that falls in love.
I know that. But still, it's going to be fun watching Mike pretend to be in love.
You know, that could be entertaining.
No,
have you stopped
you
to think about
be
it.
Nice, okay?
Mike, how you doing?
Good, thanks. You?
I'm good. I heard you're in the play.
Does everyone know about this?
Pretty much, yeah. Football players in the school play, that's going to make some news.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's okay. We'll see each other at practice, and maybe we can even get some hoops in between scenes.
You're in the play too? Really?
Yeah, I'm Beatrice. Great name, huh?
Better than Claudio.
We can always start calling you Claude.
Yeah.
Well, here's my class. I'll see you later.
See ya.
So today, for the first lab day of the year, we're going to be looking at yeast and studying whether yeast is alive or not. You've received your assignment sheets. Everyone, please move to sit with your partners now, and we'll begin the experiments.
Hi, Mike.
Anna, hey. You're my partner, huh?
Looks like it. That's what the list says.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, real cool.
Okay, kids, come on, let's come together. The first thing we're going to do is run a test on metabolism. Now, what's metabolism? Anna?
The use of energy?
Well, that's right.
Sounds like it's a good thing I got you for a lab partner.
I suppose. At least nothing here can blow up.
Hey, I never meant to blow things up. It just happened that way.
Yeah, well, yeast, as far as I know, doesn't spontaneously combust. So that's a good thing.
Ha ha. I heard you're in the play.
Yeah, I'm Hero. And you're Claudio?
Yep.
Never thought I would see you in a play.
Neither did I. But Coach had other ideas, I guess.
That's okay. You'll like it.
You think so?
Yeah. Once you get up there, you'll see it's fun.
All right, kids. We'll finish this up tomorrow. And make sure you get here on time. We can't afford to waste any time.
See you later, Mike.
Bye, Anna.
Okay,
Hey, people, let's start this first scene from where Don Pietro approaches. If you're not in this scene, please watch quietly. Now, we need to start with Don Pietro on this side of the stage, and the rest of you are over here watching him come across.
I'll come with you.
Well, we're obviously not going to have a horse, so there will be sound of...
See? Isn't this better? At least out here, we don't have to worry about getting into trouble.
Yeah, great. It's kind of boring.
What?
This play thing, rehearsal. All we're doing is sitting around listening to other people.
Well, there's a lot of that.
And people think this is fun?
It's not that bad. Besides that, you haven't been up there yet. Just give it a chance.
All right, if you say so.
Trust me, it's fun. And you do get time to get your homework done. Musicals are harder with singing and dancing practice. It's a little tougher to get your homework done, but they're a little less boring, too.
Wow, you really like this stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, hey, Mike. Anna, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Maya. I thought you were up there reading.
I was, but they moved to another scene.
Oh, they did? I should go check and see what they're doing now. See you, Mike.
Bye, Anna.
What's up with Anna?
What do you mean?
She took off pretty fast.
Yeah, she's really into the theater stuff. She probably didn't want to miss anything.
Okay, I guess.
Thank you, Mr. Richter. I really appreciate the ride home.
Oh, sure thing, Mike. No reason your parents should show up too when I can just drop you off. So, how was practice?
It was all right.
Yeah, it was okay.
You okay, Maya?
Of course. Why wouldn't I be?
Okay. It's just checking.
Maya was on stage a lot more than me. She had all the best lines.
Really?
Yeah. Maya was a star tonight. I think everything they did had Beatrice in it. Maybe you'll be a superstar.
Better than being stupid old Claudio and pretending to be in love with someone.
Maya? What?
Maya Richter.
It's just stupid, the whole thing.
Maya, what's wrong?
Nothing. Just leave me alone.
But Maya, I didn't...
I said, just leave me alone, Mike.
Okay, then. Today.
We've got to finish up yesterday's experiment. It involves pouring. Should I do that?
Yeah, probably.
So that much hasn't changed.
Nope. Still klutzy as ever and dropping formulas all over the place. Better let you do it.
Well, that's good to know. Good thing there aren't any formulas in the play.
That's for sure. I'd never be able to pull that off.
But you're going to pull off Claudio?
I'm gonna try. Oh, hey! Stalk on! Stalk on! The fowl sits! I did never think that lady would have loved any man.
Mr. Morrison, do you have something to share with the class?
No, sorry, I... sorry.
All right, then. Proceed with the experiments, please. With a little less Shakespeare. He, I'm fairly certain, isn't alive. But we're here to find out if yeast is.
That was great, Mike.
Yeah, great.
No, really. I forgot how much fun it is to hang out with you.
Really?
Yeah, really. It's nice. Like old times.
You know, my dad asked the other night what happened with us. You know, like our friendship. Why we weren't hanging out or anything.
Yeah, I know.
And I didn't have an answer for him. Nothing did happen, did it? Did I miss something?
Oh, I don't know. I joined choirs and you joined football. We started hanging out with other people. I guess we just grew apart. And then... you know, Maya.
Maya? What about Maya?
Well, when things started changing, you started kind of hanging out with her.
Yeah, so?
So she's mean. She was horrible to me. The first year I spent here in Coleraine was awful because of Maya. Don't you remember?
Well, yeah, I remember. But Maya's not like that anymore. She's completely...
Yeah, I've heard that. And you're hanging out with her all the time now, so I guess that means she must be different. I don't know.
Seriously, Anna. Maya's great. You know she accepted Christ. She's a Christian now.
Yeah, I'm sure that's great.
I think you'd like her.
Really? Okay.
So, for the big game, we've got this new play. It's awesome. I fake to the right, and then fake a pass, and run to the left right through the hole they're gonna open up.
How do you know they're going to have an open hole?
Because we've been studying their plays.
Ah, okay.
So, are you going to come to the game and watch me win?
Still no shortage of confidence, huh, Mike?
What? Of course not. We're going to win.
Okay, maybe I'll come.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Anna.
Hey, Maya.
Hi.
You're just in time. I was telling Anna all about how I'm going to win the big game this weekend.
How you're going to win the game?
Of course. Why do people keep asking that?
Well, time for me to go. See you later, guys.
Wow, that was fast.
Don't take it personally. It's not you.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Is this all about, like, years ago?
I guess so. I'll see you later, Mike.
What? This is crazy. Hey, Anna. You got a minute?
Sure, Mike. What's up?
I wanted to talk to you about Maya.
What about Maya?
You're being really hard on her. And I'm telling you, Anna, she's not the same person she used to be. She's trying really hard.
I know. I know that. And I can see it. And I don't know why I keep doing all this. It makes sense, Mike. She's being nice now. And I've seen her being nice to other people and everything. She's just never been nice to me. Till now. And I don't know what to say to her.
You know, it's funny. Remember when she was so mean to us?
Of course.
It sounds like it was easier for you to be nice to her then, when she was mean.
Yeah, it does sound like that, doesn't it?
She really is nice, Anna. She's a completely different person.
A new creation in Christ.
Forget the things of the past.
Why do I do that which I do not want to do?
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Okay. I get it. We could go on like this for days. I know I've messed up. I need to forgive Maya and move on.
Forgive. Oh. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, so will your heavenly Father forgive you.
I know. I give up already. I need to figure out how to let go. I'm working on it, Mike. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Anna.
No. Thank you, Mike.
Thou thinkest I am in sport? I pray thee tell me truly how thou likest her.
Would you buy her, that you inquire after her?
Can the world buy such a jewel?
Anna, that's you he's talking about.
It is not, it's Hero.
Yeah, we saw you and Mike talking earlier. Seemed pretty buddy-buddy.
Oh, stop it.
Hi, Anna.
Hey.
Can I sit down?
I suppose so.
If you really want to.
Thanks.
Anna, you want something to drink? We'll go get something.
Sure.
So, you look really great up there.
Thanks.
Listen, Anna, I owe you an apology.
For what?
Everything. I was horrible to you when you moved to town. I made your life miserable. And you have every right to be horrible back to me now.
No, I don't.
What?
You haven't done anything to me lately, and you've changed. I'm really sorry, Maya. I've been stupid. I had a hard time forgetting all that stuff.
Me too. When I saw you with Mike, part of me just wanted to, I don't know, be that way again. But I don't want to be that way.
I know. I just told Mike the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. I brought up that verse when Paul says he keeps doing that which he doesn't want to do.
Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Now you sound like Mike. I never thought I'd be sitting here talking scripture with Maya Richter.
I know. Crazy world, isn't it?
Definitely crazy. I really am sorry, Maya. I hope we can start over. Think we can?
I think so. I'd like that.
Me too.
So, what now?
I don't know. On TV, everything stops right there after they make up.
Yeah. Well, TV has writers, and we don't.
I know. I guess we just start talking.
All right.
Where are you going to church?
My dad and I have been going to Coleraine Community.
Really? We used to go there?
Ah.
My parents decided to go to a different church a little ways outside Coleraine a while ago, but I went to Coleraine Community for a while. Who else goes there?
Well, of course, the Morrisons, Grace Andrews, and let's see. Oh, you know Sarah Champ?
No way. Sarah's there too.
job, everyone. Excellent. Now, get in place for the curtain calls.
You know, Anna, this wasn't half bad. You were right.
See? You're a born actor.
Well, I could have told you that.
You two kind of scare me a little now that you're buddies.
You know, Mike, you could try out for the spring musical.
Yeah, now that you've made it, I think you should.
I don't know. Singing? Really?
And dancing.
Oh, brother.
Come on, Mike. You know what the spring musical is, right?
What?
Kiss Me, Kate.
It's the musical version of Taming of the Shrew.
You'd be great in that, Mike. I can just picture it.
Taming of the Shrew. Really? You know, there's a lot I could say right now, but I think it's wiser to just say, ladies, take a bow.
Bravo! Bravo! Well done! Whew, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? I just love a good play. And that musical they've got planned for the spring, I'm really looking forward to that, too. Now, I think it's great to see Mike and Anna become friends again. And on top of that, how cool is it to see Anna and Maya finally get their differences behind them? I mean, you know, drama on stage is cool, but when the drama starts to creep into your daily life, well, that can be pretty bad. You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever had a friend and lost that friend and then wondered what happened, kind of like Mike and Anna? Or maybe, like Anna and Maya, you had this person in your life that was really mean to you, and even though some time has passed and you've changed, and maybe you even think they've changed, for some reason, you're still holding a grudge. See, it is unrealistic to think that we can be best friends with everybody. That's not going to work. Sometimes there are people you just don't click with. But we are called to do everything we can to live in peace with the people around us, and there's a very interesting reason for it. It's in the book of Hebrews. We find these verses. Take a listen. It says, "Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." It seems like the writer is saying that for us to make every effort, for us to do all we can, is another way to live in peace and live towards holiness. Then he goes on to talk about grace. Now, I'm sure you know the definition of grace, right? It's unmerited favor. Or basically, being loved when you don't deserve it. I'm sure you also know that this is what God did for us, right? But did you know that grace is what we are also to show to others? Yeah, it's how we can forgive. It's how we can live at peace, even with people that don't deserve it. When we show God's grace to people, it gives them the chance to experience the grace God wants to show them too. Check it out for yourself sometime. It's Hebrews 12, verses 14 and 15. And if you have any stories about the power of grace in your life, why not write and tell us about it? Our address is CBH Ministries, Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Or with email, it's gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, Much Ado About Something, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Elizabeth Bowman and additional recording by Rob Gundling. Music provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. And I'm Zach, and I think I'm going to go read up on my Shakespeare. I'll catch up with you next time, down Gilead Lane.